Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The thing about Risk, Bobby, before we really get into it, is that I always bring this up, but like the entire game of Risk is like usually just one mechanic. It's usually just the battling mechanic of, you know, these more complicated board games.
Right.
That are just like great. Like Dune, like it's basically, it's very, I mean, Dune's combat is even more complicated than that, but it's great.
It's funny that you said that because, like, before we started recording, we just hadn't said anything yet. And we weren't talking about anything, and Jack just started the episode with, the funny thing about Risk.
Apropos of nothing, it was really weird, but we were all thinking about it.
Yeah, we were dead silent.
We got a real spiritual link, us brain boggled
boys. The thing about Risk, taking, Risk in general.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Beyond the board game, let's say.
The thing about Risk.
Welcome to my TED Talk. My favorite thing was today when I was
at work, we have like the video blocks, the what would you call it? Stock footage website. And I looked up Model 3 because we were doing like Tesla B-roll.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love that like most of what came up was three models. And I'm just like thinking like, I just started cracking up to myself because like, it's the Model 3.
It's the Model 3.
Yeah, like that's what I was like. It's the Model 3. It reminded me of like the Brothers Squam, you know? It's good times.
Yeah,
good times.
The Brothers Squam.
The Model 3.
Guys. But speaking of like weird TED Talks, welcome to Brain Boggled Podcast, the podcast where we talk about weird shit that we read about on the internet and then tell to you guys. We got a really interesting episode for you guys today, but yes, before we get into it, we should probably introduce ourselves. I'll start us off, boyos. I am your blue avian bee, Brent.
Okay. I am your bringing our attention to the celebrities because they're, I don't know, Bobby. That was the worst one I've ever done.
I mean, I was with you there for a second, and then you kind of lost it. I didn't know enough about the topic.
I was gonna do a Dune reference, but then I realized if you guys have seen the movie but not read the book, or don't remember the book or whatever.
I haven't read the whole book yet.
Yeah. So. You wouldn't know the reference, so I won't say it. But I am your this one you will actually know, but you won't know it if you have only watched the movie. You won't know that you saw it in the movie. I am your Jihad J Jack. Which is related because Paul Atreides talks about fanatical legions of religious warriors.
Part of me wishes I knew that Jack was into Dune so I could have done a Dune episode today. But
we can
one thing that is funny about Dune to me is like how many just normal ass names there are in, you know, you got, you know, the Atreides and the Harkonnen and, you know, we're going to Arrakis and then, you know, there's the big worm Shai-Hulud and then there's Paul.
I know.
And Paul. Jessica.
And I like, dude.
Duncan, Idaho.
Yeah, dude, his name, there's like, it's like Fade Rautha and Raban, and Glausu Raban. Yeah, and Duncan, and good old homegrown Duncan, Idaho.
Duncan, Idaho. The, some of the namings are, man, oh man.
Which I love, because that character is not from Earth. He's never been to Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he said, like, it's so funny. But
that's fair. But also, like, the Atreides are very much like a Greek inspired family. Like, all their stuff of like the bullfighting and all that,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like very Greek, you know? It's like, okay. I mean, clearly we still see the origins of Earth and all of this shit. And there's like not really aliens other than like Shai-Hulud, really.
Yeah.
Like, per se, in Dune, at least that the parts of Dune I have gone through to this point. It seems like most things have some sort of earthly origin.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like
at least
all
the people,
tomorrows, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, somewhat.
The only alien that was really in it is, I guess, the worm and the...
Yeah, Shai-Hulud.
The Shai-Hulud and... Oh, yeah, that's what the worm is. And also the little mousy boy.
Yeah, it's the little mousy guy, I guess. You could say extraterrestrial. Anyway.
I think it's funny that... That nobody remembers the pet in that one scene where the Bene Gesserit talked to the Baron and Piter. The weird black creature that's there for like...
Oh,
two
no,
seconds.
the weird like hand leg thing.
Which is not in the
spider.
Book. I have no idea what that thing is because it's not in the book at all.
No, that's just Denis. Denis was on one that day. He's like, I got an idea for you guys. Check this shit out.
What is the actual topic for today there?
So this is an interesting one. We're talking about, to start at least, is Demi Lovato in a conspiracy theory influencer cult?
That's a great question. And that's exactly why I titled my audition file Demi Lovato.
You're going to want to stick around to the end because we're going to give you a definitive answer based on facts and
just
evidence.
Just hit that like button, subscribe, yes, and you'll get the definitive answer.
Yeah, so that we're starting off by talking about that today. First of all, I'm going to direct all of y'all to the Brain blog for this week. There's going to be a lot of links, a lot of articles, maybe a couple videos for you guys to check out if you so wish.
I love visual content.
Yeah. I mean, I won't be referring to very many visuals in this podcast, so you'll be able to listen to it fairly well. But I would recommend, after you're done listening to this episode, maybe to check out some of that stuff if you want to read and learn more about all this. But this first portion of the episode, if you will, is based on a Daily Beast article, basically called Demi Lovato Promotes Lizard Giant War Theory Videos at Hub of QAnon?
Okay, is the Daily Beast not...
You're thinking the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is the rag from England that's just like all like TMZ-like and just trash.
I actually saw a Daily Beast article the other day. I forget what it was, but it was really weird.
I thought Daily Beast was like alt-right propaganda.
No, not at all. Not at all. The exact opposite, actually.
Oh, okay.
All left propaganda.
Right. You're welcome to our leftist podcast. It's definitely has a lot more in journalistic integrity than a lot of other platforms. And there, a lot of times when I've done, you know, check out our QAnon episodes, our anti-vax episodes, all that stuff's going to come up again in this one. Guess what? Ha ha. It's another QAnon episode, bitches. But Daily Mail has been a big source for me for like investigating those types of things. Like, they do a lot of deep diving into these sort of culty, alt-right sort of weird shit. And
the Daily Beast, do you mean? You said the Daily Mail.
Did I say the Daily Mail? I meant the Daily Beast. Yeah, Mail would be saying, oh no, yeah, Daily Mail would say QAnon is real and you're a fool if you don't believe it. But the Daily Beast, the contrary. Anyway, so the question of the day is Demi Lovato, famous pop star, in a conspiracy theory influencer cult? So let us dig in, boyos.
I'm looking at the article now and this is just gold.
Yeah. So a lot of the stuff I'm going to be reading here is from that article, so that shout outs to them for this. But singer Demi Lovato has become a paid promoter for a new age conspiracy theory website, directing their fans to a video platform filled with hoaxes about sinister aliens, vaccines, world-spanning cabals, and reptilian overlords.
Yes.
The website is known as Gaia.
So nothing seems weird right now. So far, this all seems like up my alley.
Sure.
Yeah, it's all normal stuff.
Yeah, you know, blood-sucking cabals, vaccines don't work, you know, stuff we all believe.
Listen, Brent, when you're in our line of work, nothing really piques your interest as much anymore, you know.
When you're a conspiratorial expert, if you will.
When you've seen the stuff that we've seen, when you've read some of these articles, when you've delved into the sources, these first-hand accounts.
When you've dreamt about the backside of the sun.
What does the cold side of the sun look like?
I like how it's getting progressively more southern.
It always does. It always does. I'm so sorry that is my uneducated, but like.
It's fine. No, but.
I'm a bike.
Before you know it, you have a neck beard and a MAGA hat on. Yeah. It just happens like that, you know? And you're living in your bunker trying out different rations.
Listen, keep your eye on your local Barnes & Noble for my next novel, The Cold Side of the Sun, hitting the store shelves soon. Yes.
Absolutely. At all your brick and mortar stores, mm-hmm. Brick and mortar bookstores.
We got to support the little guy, Barnes.
You got to support the little guy, you know what I mean?
Well, you guys have to go to my new store, Brains and Noble. It's fantasy that we tell everybody is fact.
I'm going to start a store called Trains and Ignoble. And it's going to be it's going to be full of smut.
Nice.
And that's the end of my joke.
Cool. I like it.
Brent, continue.
A+.
Please.
So that website is called Gaia. Now, some people might have heard of this website before because, you know, it didn't start out as a weird conspiracy theory hub of the internet. It's funny because I was talking to Christy before the podcast. She's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of Gaia. You know, they got like yoga videos and meditation stuff and things about fasting. I'm like, this is true. They do have that. Christy. But they also have videos now about ancient aliens.
You know what?
And
I'm
going to
just say it. Christy Wood. Right?
Yeah.
Be honest here. Okay, everybody's thinking it. You know, it's just us, just the guys. We can say it. All right.
I got to show you guys some of the founders of this. Just to open up your Discords. We've got, this is like the equivalent of the aliens guy. It looks like his hair is photoshopped onto his head. I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't help that he has Egyptian hieroglyphs in his like background as well.
Yeah.
But like he looks like the ancient aliens guy's father.
Yeah.
Like he's older. And then this is basically chubby Steve Buscemi right here.
Oh my God. That is Steve Buscemi's father. This is so weird. What is with these famous guy's father?
This well-known dude's fathers. Yeah, they're all into this weird conspiracy shit.
I had a friend in high school. Shout out to my friend Kai. And they had the funniest idea for a show in high school that was called Republicans and Their Dads. And I feel like this is the spinoff, conspiracy theorists and their dads. Like
I'm sure there's some crossover there.
I'm sure there is. But these are the guys who are behind Gaia, right? Or
I think they're just like Gaia. I don't know if they're behind it, but they're definitely like some spokespeople.
They're figures within there. There are a lot of like figures in there, like Paul Lazar, who's a guy we've talked about before in our Area 51 episode. He has some videos on there. A lot of people in this sort of weird community that we'll go into deeper detail in after we get past this weird Demi Lovato stuff. But first, let me tell you how Gaia describes themselves, all right, as a entity. So, quote, answer life's deeper questions and go beyond the mainstream narrative with Gaia, a member-supported media network of truth-seekers and believers empowering an evolution of consciousness.
Yes.
Explore over 8,000 ad-free streaming titles that challenge modern paradigms and allow you to manifest the reality that defines your being.
Dude.
So that's how Gaia would describe themselves.
I can't believe truth-seekers has become a dog whistle in 2021. Who would have guessed?
Yeah. Man?
It's crazy, dude. And I just was on their website looking, and apparently you can stream Gaia on like iOS, Android, Chromecast, Roku, Amazon Fire TV.
Not sponsored, by the way.
So it's easily accessible.
Exactly. For just a small price of $11.99 a month.
Well, really? That's if you want to do the cheap version.
That's like the middle of the road version, I feel like.
Oh yeah, no, there's annual billing, and there's you get the events plus, you get to go to events too.
They have events, like live events?
Actually, it's just live streamed, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it is still the age of COVID, so we got to be careful. I mean, they don't believe in vaccines, but it's the age of COVID, so, you know.
Right.
But anyway, on a Lovato-themed Gaia page for their fans, the singer's supporters can view a free episode of a Gaia show about ancient space programs before signing up for $11.99 a month Gaia membership. Lovato's handpicked favorite shows, quote-unquote, according to the website, include a series positing that Atlantis was real and that humanity is living in the aftermath of a battle between giants and lizard-like reptilians.
Oh, I'm so glad she is into the giant one.
Oh yeah, no, that's she is a full-on brand spokesperson for that aspect of Gaia. She's not in it for the yoga shit or whatever. Or I shouldn't say she. I believe she identifies as they. So sorry about that.
As in their pronouns, not them as a person.
Right.
I understand that it is not a non-binary pronoun.
Yes, they are non-binary.
right.
yeah.
But I think I said she. I meant they. So anyway. But yeah, so Demi Lovato is full on into the reptilians, giants,
past. What is with the conspiracy theories about the giants?
Oh my God. Jack, you have to watch the video. It's so funny.
There was literally a video on Gaia that we were watching today of the worst photoshops of skeletons next to people. They're like, look at this giant over 12 feet tall, and it's so badly feathered in scaled up skeleton next to it.
That's awesome.
There's this one, my favorite was the one where it was a picture of a skeleton half in the ground, right? It was you're digging it up, and there's little thumbtacks and in relation to the skull and the skeleton, the thumbtacks looked pretty big. So it's actually a really small skeleton.
Oh, and somebody just scaled up.
No, there was no scaling. There's no scaling at all.
Yeah, no, it totally made it look like a very diminutive person.
It looked like really a little
with the thumbtacks next to it.
Dude, I want to see one. I want to see a picture of a skeleton that just has nothing in to reference its size next to it. And it's just labeled
there's plenty of those.
It's just labeled as giant skeleton. It's this skeleton is 100 feet tall.
I feel like
the skeleton is huge.
I feel like I really want to. I'm going to find this and I'm going to send it to Jack so he can see it because it's hilarious.
The really famous picture of the it's the old timey black and white one of the berry of the farmer digging up the giant skeleton.
Yes, that one's definitely in there.
Yeah, that one gets cited all the time, and it's been continuously disproven as a hoax. All of those ones, I love that somebody finally got around in the late 1800s, early 1900s, all these farmers were just had nothing to do, and so they just started making all these hoaxes, and somebody was like, hey, why is it always these farmers out in the middle of nowhere? And they're like, oh, because they're always all just random hoaxes of farmers getting bored every single time.
What else are you gonna do once you're done the day's work other than stare blankly into an open fire? I mean, what else can you do with your time other than make up with some weird hoax?
Yeah, the flames will show you things. You'll see things in the flames.
Oh,
it's like Game of Thrones. The Lord of Light.
Dude, that's even, dude, in Game of Thrones, even Varys, man,
you saw some shit.
He was like, I don't know what I heard, but I heard a voice in those flames.
Yeah, everyone was skeptical of the Lord of Light. And there was some weird stuff that went on. I mean, Jon Snow coming back to life, spoiler alert.
Not in the books yet.
Yeah. I know the two books that still haven't fucking come out yet. Jesus Christ. They're never coming out. Can we just be real for a second? They're never coming out.
Yeah. Speaking of conspiracies, let's talk about the real one. George R. Martin. George, did you say George R. R. Farton?
No, I said George R. R. having starting.
That's so funny, Jack, because I literally thought that to myself before you said it.
More like George R. Farton. Stupid.
George R. R. He still hasn't, still isn't starting.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
This is, again, I'm quoting from the Daily Beast article. Gaia's videos are slickly produced, though I would argue that giant video not super slickly produced, personally.
Yeah, it's not slick at all.
The photoshopping work in that is subpar.
The slickest thing about that video is the guy's fake hair.
Yeah, totally. Slicked way back. Gaia's videos are slickly produced to look like genuine documentaries, or frankly, they're squawkumentaries, as I made a note to myself in here. The article didn't call them squawkumentaries. I added that. That's my editorializing.
If you're not a longtime listener of the show, a squawkumentary is what the three of us call a documentary that is just a little bit squawky, you know? Just something that's a little bit ridiculous.
It's something that presents itself as a documentary, like it's presenting actual facts, but it's just bullshit, so it's a squawkumentary. So,
Goop, we were talking about Goop earlier. Goop's a squawkumentary.
Total squawkumentary. So these squawkumentaries look genuine, but with some features featuring prominent figures in the anti-vax movement. The site has also been called a quote hub for QAnon, with QAnon promoters flocking to the platform after facing crackdowns on other websites. Gaia's own culprit culture is even awash in conspiracy theories, according to a February report in Business Insider. Employers discuss QAnon and InfoWars regularly, according to the report. But also confusingly, employees were told that matters promoting a documentary about a benevolent alien species called the Blue Avians, you know, your bee Blue Avians, required. Yeah, so they said employees were told that materials promoting the documentary about a benevolent alien species called the Blue Avians, who are like this like bird race of aliens or something, whose job was is to help Earth get, you know, planetary ascension or some shit that. So apparently, materials promoting that documentary had required approval from the Blue Avians as if they were real, according to Business Insider. So within the company themselves, when promoting this weird squawkumentary about Blue Avians on their website, the people working at Gaia were required to get approval from the Blue Avians.
So they were like, hey, this, you know, they gotta
shoot them an email.
Discovery Plus wants to know if they can get the streaming rights for a few months because their numbers are looking low. They think they can tap into some of our audience. We can have a partnership there. He's like, oh yeah, I gotta ask the guys upstairs. You know, you know that. And the dude rolls his eyes.
Send a carrier pigeon.
No, he probably just goes into his office and gets drunk off absinthe or something. And he's like, yep, I gotta go ask the Blue Avians. And they're like, that's what he's just drinking. He just drinks, dude.
So this whole website is like not just like, you know, trying to cash in on this shit. They seem like they have like the higher ups in there have really bought into some really wild shit.
Okay, but who are they asking then?
That's what I mean. I'm like, dude, like, how do you contact them? Like, do they have a Gmail? You know, blueavians@gmail.com that we can reach out to?
You know what I think it is? I bet it's similar to, like, the two girls that we did an episode about very recently. What were they called again?
Oh, the Angelic Initiative. Yes.
Where they, like, sit down and they go, Blue Avians, please hear me. Do you approve?
Pulling out the spiritual knots.
I can feel the approval.
That's true.
When they're talking to the trees.
It's probably something similar to that.
The Blue Avians are telling me that I can't give you a raise because our Q4 reports, our numbers were way down. I'm so sorry. The Blue Avians... it's the blue avians. You know how they are. They're pushing my hand. They're always on my ass about these things. I'm sorry. It's not me.
We really gotta get these numbers up if we want to get planetary ascension, guys. I'm sorry. That's why we're gonna have to cut the health plan down again and no more dental.
Guys, we need to be spending. We cannot have our budget cut again, guys. Please.
You wanna know what's crazy though? If you look up Gaia testimonials, they don't exist. Like there's no normal people who use this app on the internet out there.
Well, even though they boast that they have over 750,000 users.
Over 700 users.
I feel like there's definitely some money behind this that they probably get all their money from the yoga thing. And I don't know, because
that's how they get you in. Yeah. That's how they get you in.
Maybe they get it from the blue avians. Maybe the blue avian. I'm going to ask you, have you guys ever met anyone who's ever been to a U.S. mint?
No.
Have you? Yeah, exactly. So they don't exist. They don't exist because the money comes from space, because it gets beamed down to all the rich people, and that's why we don't get any of it. Because we're not rich enough to get a money beamer. That's what it is. You buy the money beamer, and then it can get beamed right from the blue. And then the blue avians give you more because you don't have to. It's easier for them. So they're more willing to give it to you.
Absolutely.
See, you guys just have to be. If you guys were just, it had an ounce of critical thinking, you guys would have realized this long ago.
Man. If only I ever read any of those posters from Poster Review that we sell about critical thinking, we wouldn't be where we are right now. I'm fucking embarrassed, boys.
Listen, you were staring at those posters all day and you never once read critical thinking.
Guys, how are you going to know what to think if nobody's telling you? All right? That's all I'm saying.
Stop being so critical of my thinking.
That's why I don't like critical thinking. It means you being critical of my thinking.
don't try to silence Jack's voice, Bobby. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know,
Bobby, my stereotypical voice.
So back to the thingy.
Yeah, back to the real topic.
But much of Gaia's conspiratorial content is focused on aliens and UFOs, which apparently is a topic dear to Lovato, who described themselves as a, quote, UFO experiencer. In October of this year, they made headlines after they said extraterrestrials shouldn't be called aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah, so Lovato also stars in a Peacock series, shout out to Peacock, chronicling a road trip they took investigating UFOs.
What is with all of these streaming services, dude?
They're everywhere.
I don't know, man. While conspiracy theorists are sometimes described by critics as falling down a rabbit hole, quote unquote, Gaia uses that same phrase approvingly in a press release announcing the Lovato deal. According to a Gaia press release, Lovato's fascination with Gaia began when they used methods from a Gaia host, ufologist Stephen M. Greer, in an attempt to contact aliens. Quote, after several profound experiences practicing Mr. Greer's meditation protocols intended to make contact with extraterrestrials, Lovato became enamored with the study of consciousness. Unquote. The press release reads, quote again, continuing down the rabbit hole, Lovato quickly fell in love with Gaia's original series, Ancient Civilizations and Deep Space. In its press release, Gaia also claims Lovato's fans wants to uncover more about the nature of reality. Gaia believes the fan base Lovato continues to cultivate has a desire to dig deep into the more important questions regarding the nature of reality, the statement reads. So Lovato fans who sign up for a Gaia membership will find a massive video library filled with some truly bizarre ideas about the nature of reality, with shows with the name like Third Eye Spies, The True History of the CIA Psychic Spying, and Fourth Dimensional Reptilian Influence.
The show is about Fourth Dimensional Reptilian Influence.
Yes.
Which we know all about, because as we talked about, the Akrons or something are using the fourth dimension to suck the life from Earth.
So, I hate. And as you guys also know from that episode, me and Bobby are both reptilians based on that video we made years ago.
Yeah. Dude, I hate how many of these concepts are like getting intersected. Like every single conspiracy theory we bring up, it's like, oh yeah, and they have this idea, and it's like, oh yeah, we did an episode. We did an episode on the fourth dimension, and we did an episode on lizard people.
We haven't done a Giants episode yet. We should do that though.
On Ancient Giants? Yeah, we gotta get that one.
But
that
I feel like we should get a Gaia membership because it seems like there's a lot of like resources here for inspiration of episodes. Because I'm looking up like reptiles and it's like hard to find information.
I'm getting facts on cold blood, scales, egg laying. that's not what I want.
Yeah, so just get a Gaia membership. Do all our research through Gaia.
Speaking about Demi Lovato's obsession with extraterrestrials, did you see they had an interview recently where they were like, "Yeah, I'd fuck an ET. I'm done with humans. I'd date an ET. Bring me an ET." Or something.
Oh boy.
I forget what the actual quote. It was like 2 days ago. But if you Googled, what was it? What did it say? Demi Lovato says they'd date an alien. Bring me an ET.
Demi, you're such a Lovato.
So maybe by wow, Bob, that was awesome. Maybe by tying themselves to Gaia, they're trying to get to see some blue avians, dude.
Hey, you know, listen, if any of you out there are into writing weird gross fanfic, make a fanfic about Demi Lovato fucking a blue avian. I don't know.
apparently
it's already on a website.
Apparently our boy Neil deGrasse Tyson responded to Demi Lovato's claim that the term aliens is derogatory by saying they have no feelings, which is just two people arguing about the feelings of fictional aliens at this point. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, I thought that Demi's whole thing was that it was derogatory towards illegal aliens on Earth. But that doesn't even make sense either because they're still two separate things.
Can you imagine if an alien came and visited the planet and people were like, don't say alien, that's offensive, and the aliens were like, what's offense?
I think Demi Lovato is going to be the world's first alien rights activist.
No, and then the aliens, and what actually would happen would be the aliens just destroy us because their culture is so incredibly different from ours that it's impossible for us to branch contact, and therefore the fear and confusion and misunderstanding between us just causes violence, and we'd probably
or they're so far above us that they would just ignore us completely.
Yeah, go listen to the Fermi Paradox episode for more.
It's an early one, yeah.
Does a man stop to think about the ants when he takes a step? Does a man stop to think about a worm when he digs a shovel? Does a man stop to think about a fly when he wipes his windshield in the morning on his way to work?
Is this supposed to be Andrew Ryan?
I don't know what it is, dude. It sounded like Andrew Ryan, though.
Yeah, you sound like this one will be for Jack. This is a reference that only Jack will appreciate. The Harkonnen Mentat character from the Dune audiobook.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You
that
do,
totally
actually.
Sounds like the voice actors.
Guys, I have something to tell you.
Now, Baron.
Honestly, I think I got that possibly the line of the ants. I think that was from Blade Runner, the new Blade Runner with Ryan Gosling.
2049.
Yeah, I think like Jared Leto's like, doesn't man stop for ants when he takes
Duke
a
Leto?
Skip? Yeah. So
Duke
Leto. Yeah.
Duke
Leto.
The point being, I don't think if the aliens were far enough advanced, I don't think they would worry about what we.
No. Yeah, dude.
Absolutely not. So that brings me to the end of the sort of Demi Lovato section of this episode. But here's like the real reason why I was like super fascinated by this story. Basically, I was going to do a completely different episode today. I was basically going to do what would have been a Brain Bogtober episode that I had pretty much already prepared. But then on my way home, I was listening to a podcast and they started talking about this story. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I need to know more. And so I started reading about it. And it sort of brought me around to this thing that I've been noticing that's been happening more and more recently, which apparently has a name. It's this idea of something that's called conspirituality. Mm-hmm.
What a great word. Name.
Yeah, it's a great portmanteau of conspiracy and spirituality. So the term conspirituality was academically defined actually back in 2011, apparently. Wow. By sociologists Charlotte Ward and David Voaz, writing in the Journal of Contemporary Religion. They described how two popular but seemingly very different perspectives had common roots and in some circumstances were merging into a new belief system. So they were seeing this start happening back in 2011, and I feel like it's really coming into fruition these days.
Yeah. They prophesized it.
Yeah, they really kind of nailed this one on the head. So the first belief system being the New Age wellness community, which is typically seen as a left-wing, predominantly female, with a deep embrace of alternative medicine and emphasis on holistic ideas and different forms of spirituality as being the first group. The second group were the conspiracy theorists, who traditionally were predominantly conservative, right-wing, and male. Ward and Voaz noted that both the seemingly optimistic liberal wellness alternative community and the more pessimistic and conservative conspiracy community tend to agree that, one, a secret group covertly controls or is trying to control the political and social order. In the case of the wellness community, this group may be Big Pharma, the FDA, conventional medicine, or anyone that dismisses or criticizes any different ways of knowing, quote unquote. And in the conspiracy theorist community, this is the shadow government, the New World Order, mm-hmm. QAnon, Illuminati, etc. Point two. Humanity is undergoing a quote-unquote paradigm shift of consciousness or awareness. So in the wellness community, that would be, this is usually describing something known as an awakening or an enlightenment, which may not be tied to any particular religion. For the conspiracy theorists, this is typically refers to realizations of their truth of the matter and ultimately the rejection of tyranny.
So a lot of parallels here.
So they're basically talking about turning off the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly. So and like
the Matrix is getting turned off, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah. So in these two very specific ways, these seemingly very, very different communities actually intersect quite well.
Yeah.
And now Ward and Voaz pointed out that the central principles of nearly every conspiracy theory dovetails quite nicely with alternative medicine views of health. Both communities share a distrust of science, expertise, and conventional medicine, except when it supports their own narrative. Mm. You might see things like, nothing happens by accident, your disease, your fault. Mm. Nothing is as it seems, your science can't measure the effectiveness of my remedy. Everything is connected. Phrenology, Reiki, acupuncture, etc. You know, these types of things. Mm-hmm. This paper was published in 2011, is accurately describes many of the themes we've seen grow and collide over the past decade, especially since the pandemic in 2020. The growing acceptance of conspiracy ideation, the belief in a shadow government, New World Order, the growth of patriot movements of armed and mainly white militia, the overarching satanic threats and satanic panics, all this stuff is sort of happening over the course, you know, of the last decade. Add in the anti-vaccination sentiments that have always been strong in alternative medicine communities, and is perhaps not surprising that the COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the growth of things like QAnon and anti-vax movements. These groups are naturally starting to merge into one juggernaut of wild fucking bullshit conspiracy theories and alternate, you know, ways of thinking or whatever.
We've talked about it before, like when we were, I think it was in our vaccination episode, I was like, well, it's all, you know, like conservative people who want freedom. And you were like, Brent, oh, no, actually, there's a lot of people who, like, you know, shop at Whole Foods, who are into, you know,
new
essential
age
oils
medicine.
And yeah, massages yeah. and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay, so we're starting to get to this point where...
Massages?
we're bringing in...
You freak?
Two different groups are slowly starting to converge here. And it's...
Yeah, because when we did that anti-vax episode... The data up to that point, because the study I was citing, that was like literally went up to 2019. Predominantly, anti-vax sentiments were more held by left-leaning people who were into sort of new age medicine, alternative medicine type stuff. And now that, you know, I'm sure those numbers have shifted pretty dramatically now because of COVID-19 and all the stuff going around with, you know, anti-vax stuff with the COVID vaccine.
The image of the crazy anti-vax person has shifted from, you know, the crazy Karen, I know what's best for my child, to, you know, the I'm not letting the government control me,
put their experimental vaccine in my veins, you're not changing my DNA.
Yeah, because when I think about, because I remember being like, oh, anti-vax is stupid, you know, before the pandemic. And I remember thinking, you know, when I would think of that, it would be like stupid mothers or something, you know. But
the funny thing is those two things in a lot of ways are the same now. So like the stupid Karen mom, if you will, anti-vax mom, who might go to yoga class and buy crystals, probably also, there's a good chance they might also believe that there's a cabal of, you know, politicians, you know, Democrats who are drinking the blood of children for adrenochrome. Like there's like those two things exist in the same realm,
Brent,
now.
You remember,
you know,
the other day I was telling you about how I went to that place in Lowell. So basically, for the listeners, it's this weird, like, indoor mall in an old, abandoned, pretty much abandoned mill, and it's basically chock full of these, like, very progressive looking stores. You got like a record store, you've got like a spirituality store, like everything there. They offer like vegan food, and there's this one store that really caught me by surprise, and It was strange because I walk in with my sister and there's like crystals everywhere. So it's this like spirituality type thing. They've got all these different like voodoo crystals and like hemp and stuff like that. And then I look up and there's a deer head just hanging on the wall. And then I look around the corner and there's like a raccoon, taxidermied raccoon, with his hand in like a jar of peanut butter. And then I look behind that, and there's a squirrel riding a surfboard. And I'm like, what is this place? It was like a taxidermy place. But they weirdly had, like, spiritual stuff there, too. And I was like, oh, my God, I've never seen, like, the convergence of these two, like, seemingly opposite groups. Like, one, like, hippie vegan. And then also, you can buy deer skin. It was just, like, very, very odd. Yeah, so anyway, I just thought that was, like, really interesting when I walked in there. And saw two very, in my head, what I thought were two very different groups selling at one store. It was just very, like, I don't know, like, maybe we might be, like, entering a kind of new age where conspiracies are kind of becoming the norm. And it's,
well,
it's a little scary.
It's funny you mention that, Squab, because a recent study as of June of 2021 showed that about 20% of Americans believe in QAnon. 78% of adults in the United States believe or have limited doubt about at least one of eight false coronavirus statements. I have articles for all these if you want to check them out. This is from a Newsweek article. So basically, almost like the overwhelming majority of adults either believe or have doubt, or like unsure about, you know, at least one of eight like common false claims about COVID-19. So like the overwhelming majority.
So regardless
of
whether or not those statements, because I don't even know what those statements are.
Yeah, they go into them in the article. Again, check out the Brain Blog. You can see all that there.
It's just interesting that the majority of people are like skeptical, you know?
are skeptical or misinformed on some level, on some aspect of COVID-19, the majority, like that, not the majority of adults. And so like this stuff is like, you know, I think it's easy to kind of look at it as being very silly, but it's really taking like a really strong hold in this country, like misinformation in general. And we're seeing, you know, more of these conspirituality influencers pop up, you know, like you have, I don't know if I mentioned it on pod or not, or this might have been the pre-pod conversation, but Russell Brand,
who you
might know from like Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Stand Up and like other movies and shit.
And being married to Katy Perry at one point.
Katy Perry for a minute. Yeah. He kind of known, he just is like, you know, like a celebrity or whatever, now is like firmly in this sort of like conspirituality community.
Well, and I could see how you could get indoctrinated, I guess. Like if you've seen his videos, some of them are seem incredibly normal. Like just like, yeah, just gotta be you, mate. You just gotta go out there and you gotta be nice to people. You gotta meditate, and then it's like, and also you gotta stick eggs up your bum. And it's like, wait, what? What? Where did that come from?
We don't know where this vaccine has come from yet. You know, so it's like, oh, okay, that took a pivot. Like, Russell Brand has videos on Gaia's website right now that you can watch.
Well, I mean, Joe Rogan is freaking, like, anti-vax, basically.
Joe Rogan is, I have a list of conspirituality influencers. Joe Rogan, while maybe doesn't meet all the criteria, is absolutely one of these type of people, and he's had conspirituality influencers on his show.
Yeah, I saw somebody say Joe Rogan is Gwyneth Paltrow for men.
kind of exactly right. He's also selling a bunch of weird supplements and shit like now that are like, you know, you don't need, you know, modern medicine. Don't trust any of that stuff. You know, buy these like...
Yeah, I mean, there's all that Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Rogan stuff right now where he's like, I trust my friend Joe Rogan. He has 500 pages of research or whatever he was saying. I haven't read it. And like, I've just seen headlines and heard through osmosis, all that stuff, basically. But it just,
I
want to
see
so
this
crazy
research, Joe. Actually, that'd be interesting to see.
And then you got people like this woman, Kelly Brogan, who calls herself a holistic psychiatrist. And was a former contributor to Goop.
Yeah. Goop.
And then you have Goop itself, which sells products that Gwyneth Paltrow recommends from her quote unquote functional medical practitioner to help ease long COVID, including a nearly $9,000 necklace that's somehow supposed to help you with long COVID. So full on snake oil salesmanship. And then you even got guys like Jordan Peterson, who's we talked about briefly in our incels episode, because he's a really big popular figure in sort of like the men's rights activist community and incels, and he's got a lot of shit. He's kind of like always been sort of like on that sort of fringy sort of shit anyway, and now he's sort of kind of jumping in on this sort of conspirituality stuff.
That's so funny, because like a lot of times you'll see, especially with Jordan Peterson, you'll see a lot of people be like, love him or hate him, you can't deny that he's smart, and that he's and that, you know, he's saying some really, you know, he's a great thinker. You know, if everyone thought like Jordan Peterson, meanwhile Jordan Peterson is just like, now if you don't clean your room, women will never love you, and no one will ever love you. And it's like, you hate women because you hate your mother. And it's like, this is weird. That's what, I mean, that one's probably right. But like, this was, he's just so strange.
I don't know, I think Brent kind of nailed it I think he nailed it when he said, like, Jordan Peterson's this weird, like, fringe.
He
says things that make a lot of sense, but you're like, did he just say something misogynistic? And you have to, like, kind of, like, it's like, wait a minute. And if you're not, like, really paying attention, he can, like, say something that's, like, problematic, and it just slips in there, and you just kind of move past it, and that can be dangerous.
Because a lot of his stuff is, because talking about, you know, the, it sometimes does get into that idea of the sort of, his ideas branch in the holistic sort of definition almost when he talks about how, like, what you were saying, his misogynistic ideas are a lot of times are like, men are misogynistic because by nature they are, you know, like the world works in that, like, humans have gotten to a point where we're trying to enforce our arbitrary rules of logic over the rules of biology and nature and whatever. And it's like, it's like, well, actions. It's like, yeah, well, women, you know, seek to be you know, our desire to be protected by a strong masculine figure. And it's like, okay, it's like, okay. And you're just like basing this off of what?
I think what it is is it's all about how we want to move forward, not looking back. And it's like, we can just acknowledge, yes, we can acknowledge that in the past humanity has been, you know, animalistic, and that we have had problems with like our primitive, responses to things, but that doesn't mean we can't aspire to change that
evolve
past that in a way. How it is and it'll never be anywhere different, I think is really stupid.
Yeah, especially because he uses these like apocryphal readings of history to justify it, and he'll be like, oh well, the ancient Greeks actually they did this for this reason. It's like, okay, well, they didn't actually like do that like that, and even if they did, why does that mean that we have to do that now? Like, with the ancient, like
did the ancient Greeks go to the moon? Like, no.
Yeah, yeah. He always uses like great moments in humanity's histories to be like, this is, you know, this is the objective standard, and it's like, no, humanity constantly changes. You're strange,
right? And so, I guess the reason why I'm so fascinated with this subject in general, just like, all of my episodes somehow come back to QAnon in some way.
Yeah.
And like these like weird conspiracy shit and culty type stuff is that what's scary to me is like how mainstream this is becoming. And now that we're starting to see these more mainstream figures, you know, like your Demi Lovato. your Joe's Rogan,
your model.
You got your Joe's Rogan and you got your Kelly's Brogans.
Yes, exactly. All the Ogans are in there.
Well, what's something that
your Hulk's Hogan?
Think about this though. Now, before I say anything about this, I just want to say, like, whatever religious opinions you have, like, you know, I at least, you know, respect
unless they're
differing opinions.
Stupid.
Unless it involves personal harming other people or whatever, you know. Everyone has total right to believe in the religion they want to believe. But it's funny when you start to look at this stuff and think like, oh my God, wow, like this celebrity like believes in this. That's crazy. How many celebrities do we love and we're like look up to that go on stage at like during like the Oscars and we'll be like, you know, I just have to say like this was all God. Like God did this for me and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the difference when like we're already kind of indoctrinated into this like reality where so many of us believe in this like greater being. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there is personally, but like it's not necessarily proven that it's real. And so it's like, we're so far down this rabbit hole that it seems normal to us now, but like, imagine, you know,
I mean, I think one of the big issues is, the ability. I mean, I joke about this a lot, but I'll joke like the internet was a mistake a lot of times. And I'll be like, just let's get rid of the internet, and I will send, you know, I'll send a letter that has what game I want to buy and $60. I'll send that into Steam, and they can mail me a freaking USB stick with the game on it, right? And I'll let's get rid of the internet. But being able, I mean, and I say this on, you know, a self-produced podcast, but being able to broadcast yourself so easily and for anyone to listen to you, right, is not, you know, it's not inherently a bad thing, but it's when you now use it to, like your Joe's Rogans, to broadcast yourself and be like a literal dude bro meathead who is a former UFC fighter and comedian, and it's like he is popular and has a podcast, so a lot of people listen to him, but it's like, why are we letting him like you listen
on something.
Yeah, like listen to, I could pull up hundreds of clips of him on his show correcting people about martial art. But no. Now, what you don't understand, see, you're not a martial arts guy. So what you don't understand is, no, you don't get that. You're looking at that from, see, I'm a martial arts guy, right? Hundreds of clips of him like that. And it's like, oh, okay, so you, and but he will not let anyone else do that to hit. He always just knows best. Whatever, and then there are
the standard.
yeah, and it's not just Joe Rogan. You know, there are hundreds of people on the internet who are like, "Oh, because people listen to me, that must mean that everything I have to say is valuable."
And I think that's a really interesting thing because, as you kind of mentioned, like jokingly, like we, you know, this is a podcast, and we have our ideas, and we spread them through the internet, but like my thing is, I don't think anyone should listen to my opinions. Like I don't feel like I should be going like you know, I'm right about what I say. Like I feel like I'm wrong about most of what I think and say, and like I want to listen to other people and learn from other people. There's some things that I'm like I feel like 95% sure I'm like right about this, but like at the end of the day, like what is right? What is being right? You know.
Yeah, and that's the thing you can't just say, okay, well, like obviously, you know, ideas need to be shared, and people need to be able to share their thoughts, both subjective, objective, and you know, and all that. But I think people need to be exactly what Bobby said. You know, he thinks he's wrong a lot of times. And like, I don't think people need to think that they're wrong, but you need to send every idea out into the world with the expectation that the world is going to change it in some way. Because like the world is a part of you. You are a part of the world. You can't exist in isolation, and that includes you know, what you have to say about everything else, I guess.
Yeah, we were kind of chatting about that the other day, Brent, when we were talking about the freedom of speech thing. It's like, yes, you might not like that other people are using their freedom of speech to tell you that your freedom of speech is dumb, but that's their freedom of speech to do so, and it's your freedom of speech to complain about it. But that's all.
We're sort of like getting onto the whole sort of like cancel culture thing there. How like it's not, for me, it's like it's not like a real thing as much as it is a way to deflect from being criticized for the shit you say.
Yeah.
So it's like if you say something that a lot of people don't like and tell you like, I think that's what you said is fucking stupid, you're not being canceled. It's just people saying they think what you said is stupid.
Yeah, you're putting it out to the world, and the world is changing.
But it becomes like this deflection to be like, oh, the woke mobs are trying to cancel me now. Yeah. You know, just like there's a way to like, you know, it's a like a thought killing cliche, if you will.
Cancel culture is a it's a euphemism to just to put the kibosh on. Oh, oops, this isn't as popular as I thought it was going to be. This has a negative opinion of it. Oh, that was poorly received. It's, oh, I'm trying to get canceled. Yeah.
And all this stuff is, you know, to bring it back around to the topic, I guess why I was interested in it is just seeing how mainstream conspiratorial thinking is becoming, you know. We're starting to see these what were maybe like smaller, more fringe groups sort of combining into this bigger entity. And now we're seeing like really more mainstream figures like promoting this type of like conspiratorial thinking. And it gives me pause like for the future of like how we perceive reality in this, particularly in America, but across the world, really. Like this is not, you know, maybe confined to just America, but it's definitely, it seems like a uniquely American thing, like the way this is sort of like festering and becoming this like movement of just thinking everything is like a wild conspiracy, and that everything is out to get you and is a lie, and everything you've been told is, you know, it's just, I don't know. Just seeing like how more and more like will this become like the next like great sort of like political party in the United States is like, you know, like the conspirituality party. Will it be, you know, the new religion of America is conspirituality? Like it just feels like there's so much momentum here behind this stuff. Like what does it hold for the future?
I think a lot of it too is, and it's funny because me saying this puts me in the camp of conspirituality, because this is something you often hear. But like social media is a big contributor, I think, to like these ideas spreading. But at the same time, a lot of these ideas are like, social media is the devil, and Mark Zuckerberg is a reptile, and it's like, oh, so
okay,
now I'm with that.
Say what you will, but I was born on Earth, and I will die in the metaverse, so.
Oh, we gotta do a metaverse episode, too.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I'll write it on the list.
I hope that the humanity collectively is, like, is memeing on metaverse enough so that it's just dead on launch and that it just nobody ever tries it ever again.
Oh yeah, please.
There's literally Ready Player One movie came out a few years ago. We already saw the movie.
But Jack, you don't want to hang out as gorillas
on
a private island together?
It's like they were like, yeah, we read Snow Crash and we thought it was a good idea. Yeah. So let's just actually do this now. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's more of the whole like,
want to try some Snow Crash.
It kind of reminds me of the whole Elon Musk like doing OpenAI thing, because it's like, well, it's going to happen anyway, so I might as well be in control of it. It's like,
Yeah, that's okay. Like, all right. Yeah. It totally feels like this. I mean, it goes back to he's finally making a move on his big purchase of the Oculus Rift stuff. And I like it, you know, if people have kept, you know, kept your what is it, your nose to the air, what is it, your ear to the wind, what is it, what,
your finger your, to the butt, I don't know.
Whatever. So if you were paying attention to Facebook, you like, they have been moving towards this, they've been moving away from social media and moving to
the portal,
to
the Oculus.
Yeah, to the metaverse. Because when he bought Oculus Rift all those years ago, his initial statement about it was, instead of sharing pictures and posts, imagine you're sharing experiences. Imagine you're sitting you're with people. Like, he was talking about the ideas of the metaverse for years and years and years. But now it's just the stupidest thing ever, because it's essentially, because like right now it's going to launch. It's going to be a VR chat room. It's going to be VR chat, but worse. And nobody's going to use it.
Yeah. It's like, imagine if like you could be like at work with your fellow employees, but like not actually in the same room together. But you can still like sign documents and do stuff like that.
Imagine
in the meta space. I'm like,
sanctity of your own home. While you're sitting in the sanctity and comfort of your own home on your own couch, you could be transported into anywhere that the corporations want you to be.
I just picture sitting in my like living room watching like TV, and I hear, oh no.
Inside
great.
Reference.
Yeah, whoa, cool. I always get, whenever I think about the metaverse, you guys remember this season one, episode two of Black Mirror titled 15 Million Merits? It's the one where it's the one where they're in that like facility and they go on the exercise bikes and they credits and stuff. There's one scene where he's in his room. Their rooms, the walls of their rooms are all television screens. And he sits down, he lays down on his bed and he puts his hand over his eyes, and then all the walls go red and it's like, alert, you know, no attention detected or whatever. And I just think about how, like, because if you... when the metaverse eventually launches, it's going to be filled with ads everywhere.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that's going to be able to make money. And every single thing is going like, so I get this, you know, it's why I hate the idea of of Neuralink so much, because in your own brain, you're going to be like, you know, in front of, inside your own eyes, before you can look at, you know, the sunrise in the morning, it'll be like, watch this 30-second ad or whatever.
And then they could get breaks from the ads by paying the credits, right?
Like, yeah, yes, exactly.
You that, is that the one credits. With Daniel Kaluuya?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was really good. That was like the first one I ever watched, I think.
That's my favorite one. That's that was a lot of people's first episode, because when people are recommending the show to other people, they'll tell them to skip the first episode a lot.
Yeah.
The first the episode, one? The guy has sex with a pig.
That one's disturbing. Mm-hmm. I don't like that one.
I think it's a, I think if I was in charge, I would have switched it around. I would have made that the second episode.
They wanted to go for shock factor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was cool.
I feel like that's a good place to wrap it up. That was my point is sufficiently.
If you have, if you don't have anything else, I think that's good.
Yeah, no, that's all I got for actual written material. So I'm glad that we had a nice discussion there at the end, because I was hoping we'd open it up more once it got into the broader strokes of it. Did. So,
dude, time we sure flew did. By. I can't believe that was an hour and 15 recorded already.
Well, you know, it's like we've been recording less. It's good to hang with the boys, kick back, and just talk. Mm. You know. That's what it's all about.
Talk about some weird shit.
Chat it up. For sure.
I like so much more enjoy when we like just have like the topic, do all the heavy lifting, and we just get to like react.
You know? Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, you did all the heavy lifting. Brent.
Yeah, thanks for that good research and all that.
It's true.
That was it's just so funny to me too, because it was literally like I had a whole another episode ready, and then literally last night I'm like, nope, I'm doing it on this, and spent like 3 hours just like getting this shit together, diving down the rabbit hole, if you will.
Very interesting. And thank you, our listener.
For viewers like you. Thank you so much for listening, and also go check out our Patreon. Oh, go check out our brain bloggled.
The blog.
That's where you can find
lots of sources.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on there.
The source. We must go back to the source. $100 to anyone who knows what that's a reference to.
Anyone who's
in this Discord call right now.
Doctor Who.
Not anyone who's listening.
No.
It is from the movie.
That's a social network. No.
Nope.
No, okay.
It is from.
Nope, I don't.
The movie 9.
Oh, I shouldn't do that.
But
I saw that movie in theaters. I love that movie. One of my favorites.
Mm.
The source. We must go back to the source. That's the thing that gave them life. It's like this talisman. Great movie. Should have gotten a sequel.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it was one of the movies that made me realize I wanted to be an animator. It was the first PG-13 animated movie I saw, and I was like, animation can be for more than just little kids,
babies.
little baby humans, little goo-goo gaga freaks. But yeah, but thanks for listening. Check out the ball log.
Check out the ball log, the bar log. Check out
the Corey bar log.
Bar log.
He divorced his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they seem like they're on good terms,
they
though.
They got a divorce,
they seem like they're on good terms. I see a lot of pictures on their Twitter and stuff of them still hanging out with their kid together. So they seem like they're doing all right.
That's good.
Can't wait for the new God of War. thanks.
Yeah. That is a relationship I hope I never have to experience, having to see my kid with my ex-wife. Anyway. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You can't just end it.
Bye.
We love each other too much.
Too much.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.